Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory and I share my journey of building a fashion business, and I also share insights from a financial perspective. During my 9-to-5, I do work in accounting and finance, so I share some insights and some tips from that perspective as well. Welcome to 2024. I hope the new year is going well for you so far. I hope that you're feeling positive and you're feeling blessed. And even if you're not, I hope it gets better, because it will. So on today's episode, I will be talking about how to build good habits in the new year. In a recent episode, I had shared ways to level up your life in the new year. And in today's episode, I'll be following up on that conversation and sharing how to build good habits in the new year and how to achieve your goals. Just a quick reminder to join us in the community. We are a community of African fashion entrepreneurs where we connect with like-minded individuals, we learn together, we share resources together, and we dive deeper into the topics discussed on this podcast. If you would like to become a member of the community, go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community. Again, that's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. It is a free community for fellow African entrepreneurs like yourself to connect, to learn, and to grow. And I'll see you in there. So the first way to build good habits in the new year is to start small. There is this saying that I had on my wall throughout 2023. That was my quote of the year. And it said, "Chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken." Again, that saying is, chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken. So the reality is, whatever new habit you're trying to start in the new year, the first day is not going to feel pretty. The second day may not feel pretty either. But by the time you get to like the 30th day, the 60th day, the 100th day, then the chain of that habit is beginning to get stronger and you're developing that habit better. So I'll encourage you, whatever habit or whatever goal you're trying to start, to please start small and keep that saying in the back of your mind as well. Another thing to consider when you're doing your habits for the new year is to understand from the beginning that you will miss the mark. There are going to be days where you don't meet your goal. If your goal for the new year was to exercise, there are going to be days where you're like, I'm really not feeling it today. And that's okay. That's okay. You have to understand that you're a human being. And so, you know, your life ebbs and flows, right? And you have to give yourself grace. But remember that you will be here tomorrow to try again, right? So you remember from the beginning that you will miss the mark, and get ready to give yourself grace so that you can continue the next day. The third thing that's really important if you're trying to build a good habit in the new year is to have accountability and community, right? I cannot stress this enough. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with others, right? So it's important that you have community with you in whatever habit or whatever goal it is that you're seeking to achieve. And if your goals for 2024 are business related, right? If you're trying to start a fashion business, I would encourage you to join us in the community. We are a community of like-minded individuals just like yourself. We learn and we grow together. And to join, go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community. Again, that's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. In continuing the conversation about how to achieve your goals in the new year, I'll be sharing this acronym that's called SMART, and it's a way to think about how to achieve your goals. So whatever goals that you're setting for yourself, you have to make sure that they're SMART goals. And it's an acronym, and I'm going to go into each of the letters. So the S in SMART stands for specific. So you want to be clearly defining what your goal is going to be. So for example, you can say, I am going to research how to start my fashion business in the first 6 months of 2024. That's specific, right? You're like, you know what it's going to be, and you're clear about when you're going to do it, right? The second thing is measurable. You want to make sure your goal is measurable. There's a way for you to track how you're making progress, right? And for example, you don't want to say, I'm going to eat healthier in 2024. No, you want to be specific and say, I'm going to eat 2 servings of fruits and vegetables daily in 2024. And continuing with the business plan example, to be measurable, you want to say, okay, I am going to create a Pinterest mood board for what my brand stands for and what kind of aesthetic I'm going for. And I'm also going to create my business plan, right? So that's measurable. You can measure if you've done the mood board or not. You can measure if you have the business plan done or not. So those are measurable things. The A in SMART stands for attainable, right? You want to set a goal that's attainable, y'all. Don't make a goal that's too large to where you get overwhelmed yourself trying to reach the goal, right? So for attainable, continuing with the business plan example, you can say, hey, I am going to start off in January by saying that I will create that Pinterest mood board to understand what the aesthetic of my brand is going to be. Or in Q1 of 2024, I will interview 10 people who are my potential target customers to ask them if my business really serves a purpose and if my business really provides a solution for the problem that they're having, right? So those are attainable goals. They're SMART, they're measurable, and they're specific. The R in SMART stands for relevant. So you want to make sure that whatever goals, whatever habits that you're setting, that it aligns with where you're trying to go in life. So in this podcast, we talk a lot about your North Star, right? And we know that in the internet age that we live in, there's a lot of trends, there's a lot of waves that come around that get people distracted and sometimes get people moving away from their North Star. So you want to make sure that whatever goals you're setting for yourself truly align with your North Star for your business or for your brand, right? So because everybody's creating a TikTok video with them dancing, if that doesn't align with the overall marketing strategy for your brand, feel free to let that trend pass. Feel free to enjoy the videos and comment and laugh, but you don't have to hop on that trend, right? So whatever goals that you're setting for yourself in 2024, please make sure that it aligns with your North Star. Make sure that it aligns with where you're going in life and where you want your brand or your business to be going in life as well. The T in SMART stands for time bound, right? So with our initial example of wanting to research for a fashion business, we said in the first 6 months of 2024, right? That's to make sure that you have firm time boundaries in order to track yourself of making sure that you actually reach your goal, right? So in the first 6 months, that's Q1 and Q2, you can say, hey, in Q1, I'm going to talk to 10 customers to find out if my business really solves their problem. And in Q2, I'm going to go ahead and put pen to paper and create that business plan like I had planned to, right? So these are SMART goals. They're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're relevant, and they are time bound. If you're working on a goal that involves an event or a launch date or something of that nature, this is a really, really helpful tip that I learned in college when I, you know, was on some exec boards, is to work backwards from the day of your launch. So if you're looking to launch a fashion brand, let's say you've already done all your research, you've already talked to your target customers, you have your business plan set, right? In the spirit of done is better than perfect, you want to work backwards from your launch date. So if you're launching on August 24th, for example, you want to work backwards from August 24th and say, if we're launching on August 24th, what do we do the week before? What do we do 2 weeks before? What do we do a month before? What do we do 3 months before? That way you're able to kind of see the entire timeline and work your way backwards to know what your next steps are going to be, right? So you know that a week before you launch, you want to have like your countdown post scheduled on all your social media platforms. Maybe a month before you launch, you want to send out an email to your email list to let them know that you have a new product launching. Maybe 3 months before you launch, you want to make sure that all your manufacturing and all your shipping platforms are working as they're supposed to be, right? So make sure that you work backwards if your goal involves a launch date. Feel free to share with us in the community how your goals are going for the year. Let us know what goals you're setting for yourself for 2024. Personally, my goal for 2024 is really a continuation of what I had in 2023. I think I'm going to hold on to that quote that I had that said, "Chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken." I think I'm going to stick with that one in 2024. There are some goals that I have for my business as well that I'll be sharing more in detail as I continue to record these podcasts. Obviously, season 3 of the podcast is coming out in 2024. I'm super excited. And I have this concept of doing something really innovative for It's probably going to be in October of 2024 as well with the different African countries, because this podcast is Business of African Fashion, right? So I have something really exciting coming with that as well. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm giving myself grace as well that it won't be perfect. It won't be perfect, but it will exist, right? It won't be perfect, but it will be, right? There's this quote that I used to comfort myself whenever perfectionism tries to get to me, is that done is better than perfect, right? So I want you to hold on to that today. Done is better than perfect, right? Always remember that as you're stepping into 2024, as you're going after your goals, to give yourself grace and to also remember that done is better than perfect. Alrighty, y'all, that has been another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.